The 19th century Englishman was reared in the most unlikely environment for a hymn writer. He was born in 1797 to the owners of a London tavern on Thames Street. There, even as a child, he found himself sinking into sin. "My Sabbaths," he later observed, "were spent in the streets at play. So ignorant was I that I did not know there was a God." His parents did not desire for him to follow in their business, but rather apprenticed him to a cabinet maker. It was under the godly influence of his teacher that the young apprentice began attending church services. In 1813, he came to a saving faith in the Lord through the preaching of a local minister. The young man became active in the church while he continued faithfully in the cabinet-making trade, and he even began to do some writing on the side. One morning in the early 1830s, as he walked up the street to work, the cabinet maker's thoughts began to delight in the glorious experience of a Christian. He became so excited about the solid foundation which Christ lays at salvation, and his promise not to abandon or leave, but to build upon it, that he determined to write a hymn about that subject. By the time he stepped through the door for work, the carpenter had worked out the refrain. Before he retired that evening, the joyful Christian had four stanzas laid out on paper. Over the following few days, he added the final two verses.